The World Cup is one of those global events that brings out even the most reluctant of sports fans. Perhaps it's the sheer scale of it or the turbulent roller coaster that so many players endure simply to make it to that level. In just 12 days, Australia will play its first match in the tournament against France. On the team and hoping above hope to get time on the pitch will be 19-year-old Daniel Azani. He's made history simply by being selected as the youngest Australian on the team, but he plans on doing much more. Just ask his parents. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports on the Socceroos training camp in Turkey.
John and Seema Azani touched down in Turkey 2 days ago to a phone call from their son.
He called us, and when I told us, I was crying. I was crying, yeah. I was so proud and I was so happy.
They were overwhelmed, but not surprised, that he'd made it to the final team of 23. This was, after all, the football player who was selected by the Australian Institute of Sport at 13, and at 16 was the youngest ever in the Australian under-20s team heading to Brazil. They never knew a time when their son wasn't playing football.
Always, I had problem. Actually, my house is lucky, you know, empty. Empty. I didn't have any frame, you know, on the wall or nothing. Because Ben, Daniel and even John, they always play soccer at home. Always. I was shouting, oh my gosh, you break this one, you break that one.
He has broken a lot of glasses and a lot of dishes, costing me a lot of money.
But even still, as a high school student, he was torn.
From the beginning, that was his dream. So Daniel was a study at Sydney Boys. So when he had an interview with the principal of the school, Dr. Jagger asked him, what do you like to achieve, Daniel? What do you like to become in future? He said, I like to wear green and gold. My first ambition is to wear green and gold. And second, I like to be a neurosurgeon. So, and then he told him, it's impossible to achieve both of them. You've got to achieve only one.
Now he's heading off as the youngest player in the national team. Half the age of football legend Tim Cahill, who's also heading to Russia in what's most likely to be his last World Cup. The family migrated from Iran when Daniel was seven, and there'd been talk earlier this year that he might have been wooed by the country of his heritage rather than his adopted country for this World Cup. But his father says Australia is where his heart is.
I'm very glad that we have migrated to Australia, and then I love Australia. I have been in Australia before migrating and bringing kids here. I've been here. So I love it. I love the culture. I like the environment and everything. I like the warmness of the people in Australia. I love it. We owe something. I wish that Daniel will make Australia proud of himself. He made the Australian soccer family proud of himself too.
With that level of support and the kind of self-belief that a 19-year-old can have, Daniel Azani might be destined for big things. This is Lisa Miller in Antalya for AM.